is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Two poems by Jack B. Bedell from Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems, from Texas Review Press. Jack B. Bedell is the editor-in-chief at Louisiana Literature, and he teaches at Southeastern Louisiana University in Hammond. The first poem, The Last Supper. Because my wife's the kind of woman who'd rather see a prison museum than tour the oldest home in Huntsville, I find myself in rows of homemade pistols forged from pipe, shivs filed down from spoons, and knives made from angle iron, splayed like Christmas trees to go in easy, come out like a world of hurt. The walls around are plastered with oddments, rodeo flyers, a letter from Clyde Barker to Henry Ford praising his V8, a century of news clippings announcing riots, executions, politicians' visits, craft shows, and new construction, simple enough for the prison's resume. A life-size cell, an old Sparky, frame the whole experience. The distance between the two could never be enough for a man who knows the day he's going to die. I can't wrap my mind around the deliberation it would take to button my shirt for the last time, or to order the last meal prepared fire hot and in enough bowls so none of it would touch. The weight of a man's choices bears down on me in the menu cards taped to the glass, and nothing I could choose would lend faith or direction enough to make death close up shop and shuffle back down the hall. My wife slips in behind me to study the scene, as quiet as a warden in the witness box. Soft shell crabs, she says into my ear. I wouldn't even have to think about it. And the second poem, by Jack B. Bedell, from Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems, the poem Left in Bed. The first morning of our second year, the squirrels in our yard have set up shop as they always do, 2 feet from the neighbor dog, torturing him into his wake-up calls, stirring you to roll toward me in the sunlight. For a while I have your face free of all lines and cares. This is how I hold you in my dreams, all cheekbone and soft shoulders, breathing carefully as the blue jays outside our bedroom jump from branch to branch. Without the day-born chide of bill or chore, every part of you becomes the future. The hands that will hustle our children to school, the back that will stretch to leave beignet dough to rise on the fridge for our Sunday meal, the legs that will share the retirement quilt with mine when I'm all give out. But you don't have to become art to hunger me. Nor do I need metaphor to see you as love. It is enough to have you here, left in bed when I rise for work. For you to slide without so much as a yawn into the space my body leaves.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.
Thank you.